Hi, Mikey Agostino with Information Security Media Group. Right now I'm at the Avenda Systems booth, and I'm speaking with Ron Tobias, Vice President of Sales. Nice to meet you, Ron.
Nice to meet you too, Mike.
Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for doing the interview. So, Ron, maybe just to get us started here, why don't you introduce Avenda Systems to our users? Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Sure. Thanks again for having us. First off, we're in the network access security space. So we focus on purely the network access piece of it. And the heart of our product is an identity-based system. So what we're trying to do is offer a solution that can support any type of network infrastructure, any type of endpoint device, any type of access method, and track people based on their identity, not based on the device or the physical information that they're actually hitting the network with. So the things that we focus on the most are, security perspective, is twofold. One is the actual security around the access itself. Who am I letting on my network and why? And the second piece is, if I'm letting them on my network, is their endpoint healthy or not? So those are the two areas of security and two major risk areas that we focus on.
Now, tell us a little bit more of the intricacies of how this works. Is it an appliance? Is it software-based? How does actually one get up and running?
Great question. So we are an appliance, and we basically are an offline device. So we sit back towards where your identity store would be. So a lot of people use Active Directory or LDAP-based identity store. We sit near those devices, and we talk to all your networking devices. So we're defined as a policy decision. So essentially what that means is our system has the policies in it and basically talks to all the devices on the network, telling them what to do with somebody when they come onto the network. So when you first attach to the network, you touch the switch asks us, what do I do with this person? Based on the policies that you would set up, it basically tells the switch where to place that person on the network and whether or not to do health checking or any other type of conditional access parameter.
Okay. Now, we're seeing many trends in the industry, of course. I mean, compliance is always a major initiative for whatever type of company you be, whether it's a financial institution or a government agency or otherwise. There's also, I think, in a downturn economy, people are increasingly worried about, like, insider fraud, maybe malicious users, and also, of course, I think in a down economy, you just see, fraud in general, bad activity seems to be on the rise.
Right.
What are some reasons why people are trying to work with you guys?
Well, that's a great point. I mean, the economy is certainly driving some new behaviors that a product like this can certainly deal with. So, number one, you mentioned, a disgruntled employee or somebody who may be maliciously trying to access the network. Certainly, we are the security at the front door. So, we would not allow someone on unless they have the full credentials and unless they're recognized by us as the system. So, we could be a very good entry security point for folks that are trying to maliciously get on the network.
Okay.
Secondly, what we've seen is that with the economic downturn, there's less and less support for either corporate or organizationally owned endpoint devices. So people are, in other words, people are using their own laptops or their own handheld devices, right? And that creates another security risk, which is that endpoint device healthy or not, right? So, for example, in a school district, let's use that as an example. If the student is bringing in dad's old laptop that hasn't been checked for viruses in 2 years, that creates a serious risk on the network.
Sure.
So health checking is becoming more and more important because of that particular reason. Another factor because of the economic downturn is that there's a lot more contractors, temporary workers being involved in the workforce. And putting restrictions and making sure that you control their access is really important as well. So you want them to be attached to the project that they're working on, but you don't want them to have full access to the network before everybody else, there might be proprietary information or whatever. So controlling their access to the network is really critical as well. So all those factors come into play with the economic downturn.
Now, I think one of the trends, maybe it was even during the keynote speech last year, I think, in 2008, was this trend from, we know that there are many, many solutions out there. People are well aware that they have to protect, the network, sort of like the outside. And it seems like many people are moving towards, protecting information at its core, within the network. Can you guys speak to that? I mean, is network security still popular? I mean, are people...
Network security is still very popular. The
there's a number of things happening at the core or at the application layer that are driving more and more of a need for network security as well. So things like virtualization, creating the ability to move applications around in the infrastructure also should tie to the networking side. What we try to do is create a platform that, again, is identity-based. So, for example, if I use you as an example, Mike, if you're accessing your network day one, when you walk into your office, you sit down at your desk and you access the network normally. Maybe when you leave for lunch and you have your iPhone with you and you want to also access the network, you should be able to get to the same set of applications and the same set of data.
Sure.
Because you're Mike, right?
Sure.
So that's one of the things we can enable. And that, to your earlier point, that helps because with the need for further identity awareness throughout the networking and on the application side, that reduces the risk of people getting to the wrong applications or getting to the wrong data. Because you know who they are, you know how they're accessing the network, and you'll be able to direct them towards the servers and the resources that they should be, that should be available to them.
Good answer. One last question before you go. Leave our users with some words of wisdom or a bit of advice this year for those that couldn't make it out to the conference.
Yeah, I think from our perspective, certainly this has been a great conference. We've met a lot of different folks on the floor. What's exciting, I think, this year is that people are looking for a solution that is both functional and has a good value proposition. I mean, that sounds like something everybody would look for every day.
Yeah.
But I think with budgets being cut and things that are putting pressure on a lot of spending this year, the fact that we're offering a product that is very value oriented, it's got a lot built into it for a very attractive price point. We've been getting a lot of attention on the show floor because of that. And I think to your earlier point, network access security has become an area of security that is being looked at once again very popularly because of some of the reasons we talked about, but also because there's been a changing landscape in vendors. So we're a new vendor. What I would say to the folks that didn't come to the show, there's been several new vendors here at the show this year. Take a look at the new vendors and give them a chance to show you what they're all about.
Sure. Good advice. Well, once again, Vendor Systems, thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.